Hey everyone, and welcome to the podcast Single and Mingling in Morioka. Single and Mingling in Morioka will be out every Friday and is a podcast about what life is really like for a single female living and working in Japan. Let's get started. So how's about that bombshell I dropped last week, hey? I can say without a doubt that the special episode, The List, is the most honest piece of writing that I've ever produced. As soon as I recorded it, I always listened to it straight afterwards, and I noticed two things. Firstly, that sometimes I use the R and L sound that you use in Japanese words for English words. I said foreigners instead of foreigners, and I'm fairly sure I actually pronounced Hiroshima without the Japanese L, as in Hiroshima. Picky and who cares, it's just my little idiosyncrasies and my own self-criticism. You probably didn't even notice. I also realised that I didn't address the whole issue of single and married men in Japan and how that often differs vastly from a Western perspective. Many people who visit and have visited Japan but have not lived here have told me they can't believe how perfect the society is. I always smile and, depending on how well I know the person, either just say nothing, or I tell them straight out that things are never what they seem, and like in Japan to the movie The Stepford Wives. If you live here, one thing you will most certainly come to learn is that cheating is rife in Japan. Some people see marriage as simply a business transaction. It's what is expected socially, and it produces kids. Love is not always involved. I feel, though, that the younger generation are working hard to change that. I know I made a comment about Japanese men cheating on their wives in my last edition, and you're right, I consciously went into a number of those experiences knowing that, so I'm also to blame if we're going to talk about blame. I was racked with guilt the first time. The rest though, no. I'm not excusing my behaviour, I know that morally it's wrong, believe me, I've gone over that in my head so many times it's not funny. One argument that I've heard countless times from Japanese people is that my idea of morals and guilt come from a Christian perspective, which they consider to be exclusively Western. They don't feel that it applies to Japan. I don't try to argue with them anymore, and I don't try to say that morals don't always mean you have to be religious. They won't change their stance on that. In Japan, cheating is almost, I dare to say, commonly accepted. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong, it's just something that people do but they don't necessarily talk about. I know that I wouldn't do it in a Western country, but here I'm living in a culture that has a profound effect on me, whether that's good, bad or otherwise. Recently though, my feelings towards it have changed. I don't want to get involved with anyone that isn't single. And by single, I need to stress that that means not married, not separated, never been married and does not have a partner. Single in Japan often just means not married. It doesn't always include someone who has a girlfriend. Women, make sure you clarify that. You want to be very specific here. If you're not single, don't tell me the next day after the fact. Tell me before so I can make my own decision. If I choose to go ahead with that, at least it was my bad decision and not exclusively yours and your need to deceive me. Speaking of The List, I was at my favourite bar the other night and showed my friends who are the bartenders there. All guys. They didn't even blink an eye. Firstly, they didn't care, nor were they surprised. The only thing they were remotely surprised about, or should I say the manager was surprised with, was that I haven't slept with anyone here in Morioka yet. He seemed almost offended, like, what the fuck is wrong with our men? Maybe it's the fact that he's seen me talking to and hanging out with a few guys from there and he just assumed that something had happened. I assured him that there was nothing wrong with the guys, I just haven't wanted to. The funniest incident in regards to The List was their reaction to the number of Japanese men. One of the guys looked at the other sideways, held out his little finger and wriggled it. It seems that no matter where you are in the world, this refers to the size of someone's penis. All of them agreed that they felt they were smaller than, say, Western men. When the manager asked me directly who was the smallest guy I've been with, I said without hesitation or even the need to think about it that it was a British guy. They actually cheered. I almost expected them to high-five each other. I will say that the reactions to The List have been positive. I have found it almost strange that men haven't cared or judged me at all. I really thought they would. Sure, some might, but maybe I know a lot of really good guys. The only slightly shocked reaction was from a female friend who said, 27? She thought I'd meant I'd slept with that many. I clarified, no, I've only actually slept with 8 of that 27. She said, oh, well, that's okay then. Most women have said that they don't understand if men can sleep with whoever they want and not be judged for it. It's time that women feel that they should be able to do the same. I've also had people send me emails and messages saying that my honesty has helped them feel better about themselves and their sexuality. I was having a conversation with a foreign female friend the other day and said that I'm yet to meet a guy who can match my sexual appetite. I always thought guys were the ones who wanted sex all the time, but that's not always true. I want to make it clear that I'm choosing to be this honest about my sex life, sexuality, and my feelings about being intimate in an attempt to help other women not to feel ashamed about being sexual beings or for wanting or initiating sex. Men who are intimidated by that are not the kind of men I want to be involved with, so it's not something I consider or worry about if they're going to judge me. Women and men need to understand that women's pleasure is equal, not secondary. Women need to be able to feel comfortable asking for what they want and also for choosing to express their sexuality and their wants and needs. If this podcast helps even one woman realize that and ask for what she deserves, then I feel I've done my duty. It started as simply a way for me to document single life as a foreign female in Japan, but it's turned into something much better than that. So, on that note, it's Jane, and see you next week.